Zero Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso.
You're up, Bob.
Good evening, everybody, on the second on that there. Hope everybody, out there driving safe in the snow. I don't drive, so I just stay inside and play radio. Wait for spring, I am. You know, I'll go outside in the springtime. But I listen to you guys on the net, just trying out this radio here, and it sounds pretty good here, and everybody really good. And that's about it. Back to you.
Well, thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for round two. 73 round, KC8SDL was in and out. First up would be KE8AZM. Greg, 73 round.
Well, this is KE8AZM, and thank you for taking on doing the net, Dave. You're doing a fantastic job. KE8PCQ, that's awesome. So anyway, what it is I have been kind of listening to all of you, and, well, you know, I live out here in the country. I have a dirt driveway, and so I would say that there are some circumstances that I would go out there and push the snow off the driveway if it was really tall, but since I got this big van, I could just drive right on out and just be happy. So I'm just driving over the snow. So I wouldn't mean to aggravate you, but yeah, you would look at me and laugh probably. But anyway, so this is KE8AZN. Back over to you, Dave. You have a great evening. 73, everybody.
Well, Greg, I can understand that, living out in the woodwork. Living in town here, the worst thing I have is I'm on a main road going out of town. It's a state highway. And when the plows come by, they take everything from three lanes and shove it into my driveway. So, you know, we have to have Big Bertha to get it out of there. I wished I could blow it back in their yard. Next up, N8ERL Dave, 73 round.
Okay, Dave. Well, Bob, great that you got to spend some time with your granddaughter. Grandkids are great, definitely fun to have around. And I'm with you guys. Unfortunately, as far as keeping the driveway clean, unfortunately, a couple years ago, I was the family. My wife gifted me an outside snowplow to come and plow our driveways, and a little frustrating to me because when I used to do it, I was like Ron, and I was out there, man, you get an inch of snow out there, I was out taking it off. So I hated when the ice built up from the packed snow, but my hands are a little bit tied now, so it's a little frustrating to me, but it's like as you get older, you kind of learn to live with things. And Dave, great on the CW DX contest. Yeah, it's pretty amazing how the countries that are out there that you never hear anything from, and then all of a sudden when there's a DX or CQ worldwide or something like that, they seem to pop up. I think if somebody had the time, they could probably get close to DXCC if they had the time to run the whole contest because there's so many different entities out there. Dave, great job. Back to you, N8ERL.
Well, Dave, 73. God bless and have a good week. Next up, KD8PAZ, Mini, 73 round.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I don't the driveway don't get plowed out. I just put my truck in four wheel and just drive on out. So, but I'm gonna have to get it out there and go back and forth, I guess. So, because I got to have a woman come in on Thursday morning to pick me up and take me into Saginaw. I got to have a colonoscopy done, and I got to be there at 7:20 in the morning. So anyway, I'll get it taken care of where she can get in and out. So this is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Well, good luck on your test, Minnie, and hopefully the driveway will melt by then. KC8VOA, Rick, 73 round.
Well, thank you, Dave, and good evening again. Minnie, good luck on your test, and I had one of them driveways that was 300 foot long with gravel on it, and there's times I didn't run the blower on it or nothing like that, and often I would just take and drive up and down and pack it down and call it good, and it worked fine for me getting out, in and out all winter. Not a lot going on here. I like it being low-keyed. I did start some onion seeds. It's time to get some of that stuff going, and I've got to get grow light on it. I haven't done that yet. But I am looking forward to hearing everyone on tomorrow night's SavaraNet. So for those of you that have been joining on this net here tonight, this is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan RagQue net, and we also have a SavaraNet tomorrow night at 9 p.m., so we'd love to hear you on that. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KCAVOA to KE8PCQ 73.
Thanks for the announcement, Rick. That's good. You have a great week. Stay safe. 73. God bless. N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Okay, nothing else to really add. But you CW guys, I've been practicing my CW. I got a little thing I listen to, and, you know, they get it out. You know, they send a letter out, and I write it down. And, you know, that's the only thing that held me off from my extra. I would have been an extra back in the 80s, or, 90s, if I wouldn't have passed, or if I would have passed the code. I passed the written, but I never did pass the code. And, well, I only took it once. You know, life happened with kids and everything, work, kids, whatnot, and I just never had the time to work with it anymore. But then I was going to go get my extra. I started studying for my extra, but then I have an advanced. And I looked at how much more bandwidth I was going to get, and I'm thinking, nah, it ain't worth it. 25 hertz, nah, ain't worth it. So I'm just studying my Morse code. Try that one these days. But thanks for doing that, Dave, and we'll talk to everybody again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Have a good week, Bob, and I'm with you. I've got to get back and practice my code. I was doing pretty good, and then I fell behind, and I've got to pretty much go at it again. W8DW, Dave, 73 round.
Okay, real good there, Dave. As far as the Marshall Islands, yeah, they're on there. Actually, they must be running them all the transmit, because I worked them on 10 meters and 20. And when I worked them on a 10-meter band, he says, we're also on, and he threw the frequency out on 15 meters. So he wanted me to go to 15 meters and then work them there. So I ended up working Marshall Islands on 10, 15, and 20. I don't know if they're on 40 or not. I haven't done a lot of 40 meters. But did the other one, and as far as Davis ERL, actually I'm setting right now. Just this weekend, I looked before I came up. I've worked 60 countries just today, so 100 and like I say, I think I got setting out 185 contacts right now, and 60 countries. So it's a lot of fun. The band. When the bands are like this, and this is a good part of the cycle for for DX. When the bands are like this, it's a lot of fun. It's really a ride to get down there and do them. And, yeah, as far as CW, I hated it when I started, but we got into it now, and that's my major mode of operation, other than I do some digital and do very, very, very little phone. Anyway, 73 there to Dave and everyone. Everyone have a good week, and we'll catch you down the log. Catch some of you maybe tomorrow night on the Savaranet. Back to you there, Dave. This is WEDW.
Have a good week, 73, and congratulations on the code. That's a goal of mine. Next up, KC8YVF, Ron, 73 round.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone else on the net. And before I forget here, I forgot first round for Greg, if you're still in there. Yeah, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. If you, like Dave said, if you go to K8DAC, that's Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie.com, there is a link on there for membership. We charge a whole $12 for the year, dollar a month. So we reduced the rates back during COVID to try and give people a break. And since most of our members, I think our senior membership was $12 anyhow. And anybody, I think it's at 55 or older, was qualified for our senior rate. It was $12. And I think there's only a couple of people in the club that had to pay the 24. Normally it was $24 a year. So $12, there is a membership form in there. You can send it in to the addresses on there. It'll go to our treasurer. And then it'll come to the club meeting. Our club meeting is the first Friday of every month. We have it at Harry Brown Airport, which is the county airport. It's off from I-75 and M-46. It's in that area of Saginaw, on the east side of Saginaw. So fairly easy to get to, right off in 75 and M-46 on the first Thursday of the month. So with that, like I said, I've been doing some work in the shop here. I printed a couple of more things here on the printer. I have a few different projects that take magnets. And some guy had came up with a holder for the magnets, kind of a carousel, and your magnets will fit in their own little tube. And then you print the caps, and the caps are labeled with the size of the magnet that's in the tube. And it goes in a little carousel that will hold all of the magnets. You can either do where it'll hold 8, 10, or 12 of the tubes for it. So I printed one of those over the weekend. A couple of more things. I'm working on a new antenna mount for summer field day, and I was looking for a particular part for that, and lo and behold, somebody made it, so I printed that out, and I've been working on that. I needed something for a guy ring for this mount, and somebody printed one off. It's going to work great, so to help support the mass better. And so now it's just getting a couple of carabiners and tying off some rope and some tensioners. Printed some of those off so I can set it up quickly. So that's what I got. Back to work this week. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8YVF, back to that.
Well, you've been busy, Ron. Sounds good. Definitely. KE8ZOB, 73 round.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in sets.
Roger that. 73 to everybody out there, and everybody have a good night and safe night, and I'll check in again. I thank you for the net. Back to you.
Well, Bob, stay safe. 73. And God bless. And if you want, check in tomorrow night on the Savara net. That's at 9 o'clock. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please come now.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, and for Greg, also the club often does a free conference call for another option, you don't wouldn't have to necessarily drive in to get on the net, or on the net, but on the club meeting. Sometimes we do the video conferencing there. We've been doing that quite often during the winter months. I don't know if the need would continue there during the summer months, but if the need would continue there, I would think that maybe the club would think of continuing that on. But we do that. The other thing is tomorrow is a holiday, so just keep that in mind. Your banks, your governmental buildings, and so forth will be closed tomorrow. And so forth. And so with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. KCAVOA, back over to KE8PCQ.
Thank you for the information, Rick. Any further comments or check-ins?
Comments.
Go ahead.
All right, well, this is KE8ADN, and message understood. I'm sitting here filling this thing out right now, so I would probably be interested in that video call for the meeting there, so maybe that's something I can consider in the future. Anyway, this is KE8AZN. Good night, everybody.
Glad you got the information and glad you found the form. Any other rechecks?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.